Good morning. I want to be Siyat Ishmael talk about today the Indian of Mea Brochas. Number one, it's a mitzvah, a chiyuv pashtas, which is nager to us every single day. Number two, it's got a very starke shaychas to the parashas which we're learning now about the Mishkan, which we're just starting now, Truma, all the way till Pekudei. Number three, it's also got a shaychas to the Chodesh Adar, which we're mitzvah going to be entering towards the end of the week, to do with Amalek and Purim. So, Mitzvah Siyat Ishmael will explain this, B'meshach Neshir. So let's start with the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, Tanya, Hoyer Mea Oime, Chayev Adam Levarich Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. A person is chayev to bench Mea Brochas every day. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, V'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Anekech HaShoyel Me'imach. Which the Pasuk carries on, Ki'im Le'yiras Hashem O'la'ava. So Rashi explains, where do we see it in the Pasuk? Rashi says, instead of Ma, we read it Mea. So we read the pasuk like this: "V'ato Yisrael Mea Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach." The Rebbeinu Shlomo is asking from us to say Mea Brachas every day. Tosfos says because there's 99 letters in the pasuk, together with the extra aleph, there's 100. So that's the remez to Mea Brachas. But we have to understand: is this stam a remez ba'alma in the pasuk? The pasuk just telling us Ma Mea 100 letters. What's the connection to this pasuk? So the Marashah is bothered by this, and the Marashah explains that it's coming to explain the kasha which the Gemara has on this pasuk in Brochas. The Gemara asks in Brochas on this pasuk, says V'ati Yisrael Ma Hashem Kecha Shel Imach Ki'im only Le'ira Le'dovka. I mean, it's not only. Create the Gemara up to Yira Milsa Zutra Sehi. Is Yira such a small thing? I mean, we work our whole lives to get to Yira Shemaim. So there the Gemara says for Moshe Rabbeinu to Milsa Zutra Sehi, which itself is against the parasha. But the Gemara here is explaining, yes, Yira is a Milsa Zutra. Because Chazal say we've got a Mordiga Eitzah, a Mordiga way to get to Yir Shemaim is through the Mea Brochas. Through the Mea Brochas, a person can reach to Yir Shemaim. And Be'emes, this is a Mefurash Rambam. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Brochas, says, he counts out, there's many different types of Brochas. We have Brochas HaMitzvahs, we have Brochas Hanah, we have Brochas Hoidah. And the Rambam says, like this, Brochas Rabbi is Tiknu Chachomim, Derech Shvach Vahidor of Derech Bakasha. Chazal will make many brachas derech shvach v'idah bakasha. Why? K'dei lizker as avoyer tomit. In order to remember the Rebbeinu Shleilom. Rambam stressing that we think that brachas are there to say thank you to the Rebbeinu Shleilom. There's another tachlis in brachas that a person should be constantly remembering the Rebbeinu Shleilom the whole time. And the Rambam finishes off as well. And the Rambam says, Nimtza, it comes out, there's gimel minim him, there's brachas hanah, brachas hamitzvahs, and brachas haidah, shein derech shvach v'idah bakasha, kidei lizker saberi tomit, ule yira mimenu. The Rambam adds in that the brachas are there to remember the Rebbeinu Shleilom, ule yira mimenu, and to fear from him to come to Yerushalayim. The Rambam obviously got it from this pasuk, and he saw that the tachlis of brachas is to bring to Yerushalayim. To explain this with a bit more depth, I want to bring what it says in the Yismach Moshe and the Shem Yishmol in Parshas Ekev on this pasuk. They also explain, they ask, what's pshat that brachas bring to Yerushalayim? So he brings the Shlach HaKadosh, who says that the name of the Yitzhahara we know is Samoel, the Samach Mem Kael. And he explains that the Samach Mem is the name of the Yitzhahara of the Ra, Samach Mem. And the kale is the tzadak dusha, and the tumah, the only way the tumah's got a kerch, a yinika, is from the kedusha, from the kale. And he explains that's pshat, l'asilavei, Kishmoch is going to shech the yetzahara, means he's going to cut it in half, and take away the yinika from the samach mem, take away the kale from the samach mem, and then the samach mem won't have any more kiyum. What's the gematria of samach mem? 100. Dr. Yismach Moshe, the Yetzirah, the Samach Mem, which inside us, every person's got inside him a Yetzirah, which is 100 koichos of Tumah. And what's Tumah? Tumah is something which is mavdil us between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Chazal gave us a Mordiga Yetzirah, and if they're making 100 brachas, that takes away those 100 koichos of Tumah. Through making 100 brachas, which a person is recognizing the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that takes away those 100 koichos ha-tumah which are separating the person from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I'll pee this, we can understand a little bit better. And there's a fascinating words from the Reb Chaim Vital. The Kaf HaChaim brings down from Reb Chaim Vital, who said over from his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos in the Siman Reish Beis, the Kaf HaChaim brings it. He says, "Ikar Hasagas HaAdam al Ruach HaKodesh." The Ikar Hasaga for a person to reach the Ruach HaKodesh is Tolui Alidei Kavonas HaAdam Uzehirus B'chol Birchus HaNenin. Unbelievable words. That the Ikar Hasaga of a person reaching Ruach HaKodesh is through having Kavonah in Brachos. The way we understand it is that Ruach HaKodesh is the greatest level of dveikus a person can have to Ribono Shel Olam. And we just explained now that through making Meir Brachas, a person takes away all those hevdelim, all those barriers between a person and the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's understanding the Pasuk, where the Makor in the Gemara from the Pasuk. But we have another Makor to Meir Brachas, which is Yodua, which is the Tor in Tzimim Mem Vav. The Tor in Tzimim Mem Vav brings the, which is Be'emes and Medrash in Parashas Korach, it says like this: V'heishiv Reb Netronoi Reish Mesifta Demotza Machatzia. David HaMelech was Masakin Meir Brachas, because it says in the, and we learn out from the pasuk, Hukam Ol. It says in the HaGever Hukam Ol. Hukam means he was Masakin Ol. Ol is Gematria Meir. Why was David HaMelech Masakin it? Because he saw that there were 100 people dying a day, and he was Chayka V'heivin Beruach HaKodesh, and he was Masakin Meir Brachas. And the Bach there says something very scary on the off and off. Just one line. The Bach says that this sakana is continuously every day, now as well. And through Meir, that's why a person has to be careful in Meir Brachas to prevent that gezeira, that terrible gezeira. Just agav, the pasuk is merumas hukam ol. I mean, it's a very interesting word, ol. I mean, yes, it's gematria 100. But the way we're explaining now that the tachlis of brachas is to be meroyim and
mepil. Is actually oil. Is it? With the vok.
So all is the lashon of mala. It's mala the person. So the remez that through the meir brachas it's mala the person. But let's try and explain. What is the kesha? Why did Avraham Melech especially? I mean, there was such a terrible gezeira in Klai Yisrael. 100 people are dying a day. What's the pshat that David HaMelech was dafka masakan Meir Brachas? So Reb Shimshon Pinkas Kedarka has got a beautiful hezbah. He brings it down to understand it. He says like this. We know that there's a, he says a tivius to get to something the Ribono Shel Olam was matzpia and the bria, is that when people have a kesha, the closer the people are, like a father and a son and brothers, or the closest kesha, husband and wife, the closer the kesha is, the bigger, chas v'shalom, the pirud is. When there's a pirud, when there's a machlekes between them, the bigger the pirud is. And that can manage to bring out terribly the chzorius of a person when there's a pirud in a time when there's a very close kesha. He brings there a story in the time of Rabbi Kiv Eger. There was a big chasna, a very big furusindig chasna going on. And it came to the day of the chasna, and just before the Masada Kedushin went up, two people came up to the Masada Kedushin and said to him, we want to give Eidus that the Chosin is possible Eidah. The Chosin is possible. So the Goran Agansa Tumul, what do we do? They couldn't be Mavarov or not. Obviously the Chuppah was cancelled, postponed, pushed up. And the Shaila was sent to all the Gedolim in the time, Reb Kiv Eger and the Chassam Sofer. So when the Shaila came to the Chassam Sofer said, go and be mevarer if the edim who said this edus were kravim at all. So they went to be mevarer, and taka they found out, yes, they had a shaychas, they were kravim. So when Kivega heard about it, he was mamish nispal. So they told some sailors, and so he said, no, it's poshut. He says, azach zarias is only shaychas, people are so close. I mean, this chasna was being planned already for months, everyone knew about it. So why didn't they come earlier? Vice this. It was a Maisach Zarius, and that Maisach Zarius only comes from craving. And it's Yadua that the Kesha between us and the Ribono Shel Olam is a Kesha of Ish V'Isha. That's the whole Shiah Shirim, that's the closest Kesha we have. Mekadosh Am Yisrael Adi Chuppah V'Kedushin. That's the Kesha we have between the Ribono Shel Olam. So Chas V'Shalom, when there's a Bregus mitzad the Ribono Shel Olam, when the Ribono Shel Olam is upset with us, then the period is very strong. We can have an inquisition, a tach v'tat, a holocaust, terrible things, intifada, terrible things can happen to Klal Yisrael because we have such a strong kirva. So when there's a richuk, says Reb Shimshon, it comes out in a very terrible way. So what's the way to cool down this matzav of kaz, this matzav of breakers? There's a terrible matzav of breakers going on. What's the way to cool it down? So he says that the best way for, he said he sees it the whole time, is that whenever there's a matzav of breakers, is the best way to start cooling things down is that if they talk to each other nicely, if there's a good communication, good morning, thank you very much. Once the two who are fighting start talking to each other nicely, that already brings down the whole chaos. So when there was a chaos between the Rebbeinu Shleim and Klal Yisrael, and there was 100 people dying a day, Dovda Melech HaFashtanan, we've got to do something quickly. We've got to cool it down. What's the way? That there should be a good communication. And what's our communication with the Rebbeinu Shleim? It's to say thank you very much for all what you give to us, for your eyes, for our clothes, for our food. If a person says the brachas properly, Baruch Ata Hashem, with kavana, that brings down the whole charein. That brings down the whole gezeira. That brings down the gezeira. So that's the way to understand why the kesha between Meir brachas and the gezeira of David, of the gezeira of Misa, which was on Klal Yisrael. Then. So now moving on to the connection between Meir Brachas and the parashas now. So it's Yadua, the Baal HaTorim in Parashas Pikuta, he says that the Ma'as Adonim is a remnant to the Meir Brachas. And it's not ready, so the others already say it, the Rekeach and the Rekanti, they all bring down this remnant. And Chiddush HaRim says, Azog, what does it mean? Chiddush HaRim says, just like the Adonim were the Yesoidus of the Mishkan, so too Brachas are the Yesoid of Kedushas Yisrael. The Rikanti, Kedarko is more der Kabbalah, he explains that like in Shamayim there's 100, like he says in the Pasuk, Vayizra, Yitzchok Baritzahi, Vayitza Bishonahu, Vayimtso Bashonahu Meir Sha'arim. So the Meir Sha'arim there is, he says that there's 100 Sha'arim, there's 100 wellsprings of Mayonas in the Olam Ha'Elyon. And that's Mashpia down into this world. And he said that's the Seid of Meir Brachas, that Meir Brachas as well. Through Meir Brachas, we bring down these 100 Sha'arim. That's Al Biderech Kabbalah. But to bring out the Kesha between the Adonim and the Mitzvah of Meir Brachas, there's a beautiful Be'er Yosef, beginning of Pashas Kisisa, who brings it out in a most beautiful way. I want to explain, say that over. We know that the Machtzis HaShekel, we just relayed last Shabbos, one of the reasons the Machtzis HaShekel was given was for the Adonim. And one of the halachas of the Machtzis HaShekel is that all Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, have to donate for the same amount. The question is, why Tafka the Adonim to the Klal Yisrael have to give the same amount? I mean, you can understand maybe the Oron is the Torah, that the Osu, everyone has to make it, so everyone should have to give the same amount. We don't find that. Only that Donim in the Mishkan we find that everyone has to give the same amount. Karbonis we find because Karbonis is Karbonis Tzibur. But why that Donim, which is part of the structure, why should that have to be that everyone gives the same amount? So it explains the Be'er Yosef Hazoi. It's Yadua, the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim says, in the beginning in Sha'a Aleph, that the Mishkan is a remez of how a person, the Mishkan is a remez of how a person should be. The tachlis is that the person should make himself a Mishkan ma'at. The person should himself become a Mikdash ma'at. A person that he did keeping properly the Torah mitzvahs, he himself becomes a Mishkan, he himself becomes a mokum for Asharas Hashchina. And the Mishkan is only a dogma of how a person should behave, how a person should keep the Torah mitzvahs. That's what the Mishkan is. He says that's the pshat of Shachanti B'Seicham, this week's Sedra, also the Midrash Shachanti B'Seicham, B'Seicham Leinema, Ela B'Seichoy Leinema, Ela B'Seicham, B'Seich Kal Echad Ve'Echad. The Ikka Tachlis is that the Rishon should be Shachan in all of us. And it says as well, he says that's the pshat in the post of the Hemshach, that says V'Chein Tasu, and Rashi says it means V'Chein Tasu, Chazal Darshan, V'Chein Tasu, the Darius. As the Alderich Remez, he explains, Bechein Taz Adoris means every person. L'doyrus, every person should make himself a Mishkan mat. And he brings Rabbeinu Bechayim. Rabbeinu Bechayim Pashat B'kudu says, in the last posuk of the Asiyas HaMishkan, it says, Vayas Moshe K'chol HaShatir HaShem K'enasa. So that was the finishing of the Mishkan. The Rabbeinu Bechayim says that from the posuk in our this week's Sedra, V'ostu Li Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Seicham, which is the first Asiyah, there's Reish Mem Ches, there's Ramach Asiyas, Ramach L'Shoinas of Vayas. He said that's Meramus to the Ramach Mitzvah Saseng. And it's also Meramus to the Ramach Evarim of a person. It's also bringing out this same Remez that the Mishkan is just a dogma of how a person with his Ramach Evarim should keep the Ramach Mitzvah Asay. That's Yesod number one. See, he carries on, he says, what's the Yesod of the Kol HaTorah Kulo? What's the Yesod of the whole Kol HaTorah Kulo? It's Yedua, the Gemara Makkas. The Gemara Makkas, the end of Makkas says, Bo David, Bo Chabakuk, Ve'midan Al Achas, the Tzadik Be'munosa Yichyeh. Emuna is the Yesod of the Kol HaTorah Kulo. So if you what we just explained now, that the Mishkan is just a dogma of the Torah mitzvahs of how a person should be, so we can see Tochen very stark to say that the Adonim, which is the Yesod, the Adonim with the foundations of the Mishkan, is Meramaz on Emuna. The Adonim are Meramaz on Emuna, which is the Yesod, HaYesodas of the Kol HaTorah Kulo. And there's another interesting thing, there's something else we find by Adonim, by Emunah. Emunah, in all other mitzvahs, there can be different madrigas. People can have different stages, different people are holding how much they've reached in Torah and different mitzvahs. But Emunah is one thing where, to a certain extent, everyone has to be equal. There's no such thing, I only have half Emunah. Either you believe or you don't believe. Someone who's kofa in the yesodus of Amunah, in the main yesodus of Amunah, the ikre Amunah, if a person doesn't have the ikre Amunah, he can't say I'm halfway. A person who doesn't have the ikre Amunah, he's apikurus. Someone who's kofa in one prat and says this is not min hashamayim, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't say this, is a kofa. He's apikurus. So a person in Amunah, everyone has to be equal. So with this he explains that's why a remez, that's why for the Adonim, which we said is Meramas for Amunah, everyone had to donate. To be Meramas that for Amunah, we are all equal. For Amunah is something which Gans Klal Yisrael have to be equal. In other Chalokim, in Torah, person can have, everyone has a different shaykhus too. Of Amunah, which is the Yisoda Yisodas of Klal Yisrael, that everyone has to be equal. Mameda, that's why everyone had to donate for the Adonim.
That's why you give up the Machatzis a shekel.
Oh, that's getting next. What's that? Is that the Be'er Yosef? Oh, gewaldig. As I stated Be'er Yosef, it brings it out beautifully. Gewaldig. Is that the Be'er Yosef? Now we can understand why it's only Machatzis HaShekel. Why not a whole shekel? He says, because one of the Yosefus of Emunah, of the day-to-day life of Emunah, is that we have questions. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to Klal Yisrael? Why is this happening to this person? Tzadik Viralo, Yerosha V'Tovlo. We have lots of questions. And what's the main answer? What's the real answer? The real answer is because we don't see the full picture. We're not seeing the full picture from beginning to end. If we would see the full picture from beginning to end, then we wouldn't have questions. So we have to be mashrish and as the emunah that we are only, that's machtzis. That we're only seeing half the picture. Memela, all the questions will fall away. He brings it from the Knaf Renanim on Pirkei Shira. Brings the beautiful mashal, not to Marech, of the child who didn't know how bread was made. He was a rich person. He lived in the city. He thought bread was grew on the tree. And one day he went to the places where the fields, and he stayed with someone. And he started seeing how they take some grains and they grind it up and make bread. So he thought, oh, this is the way they make bread with grains. Then he goes outside. He sees someone going on the ground, being chorish it, plowing it, messing up the whole ground. He's got all upset, what's going on? And then he sees he's taking these precious seeds and he's just throwing them on the floor and then covering them over. He's mama, she's going with sugar, what are you doing? He waits a bit longer, he's very upset. And then he sees, you know, then suddenly a few days later he starts seeing it sprouting out. It's nice grass, it's a beautiful view. I mean, some of that's the tachlis, why the person did it, it's a nice view. Then it grows even more and you've got these big stalks and it's shaking in the wind, making beautiful noises. Ah, it's geschmack, you watch, look out the window and enjoy the view. And suddenly one day he's looking out the window and he sees there the person coming with an axle and he's chopping all off. He starts shouting, "What are you doing? It's some sugar. He's taking away the beautiful view, the beautiful tour, the beautiful thing growing here." And then Nachtasi, he takes it and he starts crushing it up, putting it under planks, and the cow's jumping on it. Until he sees at the end that all the grains come out, and he sees he's got lots of grains, and he chaps the, because he stayed till the very end, he chaps the tachlis of the whole thing. So that's the moshel, why, if we only understand it if we see the whole thing. He says another thing, we all know that, tachas kerya sha'echa, there was two adonim. Why two adonim? What's that a remez to? So he says that the first two dibras are neichiv le'yelcha, are the yisoids of emunah. And those were said, the Ramban says, that's why those were said dafka from the Rebbeinu Shalem. Because those are the Yisoida Yisoidas, those were said and explained by the Rebbeinu Shalem. Because that's the Yisoida Yisoidas of the Gantz Klal Yisrael. So he says, that's why we have two Adonim, which is Moira and Amunah, to be Miramas to these two Yisoidas of Anoichi Veloi Yelecha. So now we can understand, now if we can have a deeper and a better explanation in the, it's not just Stam Remez, it's a Remez, but it springs out that the, just like the Adonim of the Yisoidus is a Remez, the Yisoidus of Emunah Klal Yisrael, so too in our day-to-day life, which we are the Mishkan, what's our Yisoid, Emunah, which is brought out with the Mea Brochas, 100 times a day. Like the Mantra Shiva used to say, I heard from Ishkelem, Michal Beweismandel, he used to say from the Mantra Shiva, that Klal Yisrael understood that we need 100 injections a day in order to have a Hasag and Amunah. We need the reminder of 100 times a day to get to Amunah, and that way we'll have we'll get to Yerushimayim. To move on now to start having a bit of a blick of the shaychas between brachas, Meir brachas, and Chodesh Adar, which we're entering, it's Be'etzem B'Yisoid Olah Pi Kabbalah, where it's written, but just to bring out a few beautiful gematrias, it brings out the Amitius HaTorah, gematrias always brings out how we see that Torah's mamash, it's way above us. There's a sefer from about 40, 50 years ago, from a kubbal in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Erev Simcha, it's called Rav Simcha Horvitz, he's called Agana Kodesh from Barnov. He brings there from that the Malach who's Mamunah on Adar is the same Malach who's Mamunah on Brochas, who's called Avorich Kael. That's the Malach who's Mamunah on Adar, which is the Malach of Brochas. Then he says a beautiful Gematria, which ties into what we've been talking about till now. He says, Ma'as Adonim, he says in the Pasuk in the Pikudei, Ma'as Adonim le Ma'as Kika. 100 Adonim le Ma'as Kika. He says, Kika is Gematria 240, which is the same Gematria as Amalek, which is also 240, which is the same Gematria as Mar, bitter. Amalek was bitter. Ma'as Adonim is Gematria of Mosuk, sweet. 546. Ma'as Adonim, so if you what we're saying now, that Ma'as Adonim are the Meir Brachas, so what's the way to fight against Amalek? Is the Ma'as Adonim, which is the Meir Brachas, that's Mosaik, that is a fight against the Ma'as Kikar, which is Amalek, which is the bitterness. And you take the word Mosaik itself, he says, Mosaik without the Kuf is Moves. Yeah? And you add on the kuf, 100 brachas, that's what David HaMelech, that's the remez by David HaMelech, there was a matzav of moves going on. And you add on the kuf, meir brachas, you have mosuk. And what's the poshut pshat? The poshut pshat is like we explain now. What's Amalek? Amalek was the hepuch of Emunah. Amalek is gematria sofuk. Same gematria as sofuk, which is ashekarcha baderech, everything's a mikra. There's no Emunah in the Rebbeinu Shlenem. There's no ashkocha. So we have the Ma'as Adonim, which is the Yisoid of Emunah, the Yisoid of Meir Brachas, that fights against the Amalek, which is the Sofuk. So that's the Avodah in Chodesh Adar, these months of Adar and Nisan, which we're entering now. Mishenichnas Adar, Marim Simcha, Rashi says, Yimei Nisan and Pesach, these are the Yisoidus of the times when we have to build our Yisoidus in Hashkach, Emunah, Hashkach, Nigla, Nista, where the Rebbeinu Shlenem. So it's also a time to be mechazik and brachas, which is the continuous hashkacha of the Rebbeinu Shlenem day to day. He says another remez, another gematria, on the posuk Nu'um HaGever Hukam Ol. That's where we learn out the takon of Mea Brochas. Nu'um HaGever is Sefer Teves Mar, bitter. It was a bitter gezeirah. Nu'um HaGever Hukam, those three words, is Gematria Movis, 446. You can work it out. Nu'um HaGever Hukam, which is Movis, Ol, is 100. So David HaMelech is second 100 brochas, which made it Mosik. And it's through the Mea Brochas, that's how we mechazik and we fight against Amalek, and that fights against all the terrible gezeiros we have. There's a story with Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fischer. Someone came to him, obviously did a terrible thing. He was speeding very terribly, and he got caught, unfortunately, by the police. And he was set for a big court case, and he literally could have been sitting in prison for many, many years. Obviously, it was wrong what he did, but he had charata. But in Maisi, he can't go to prison. He's got mishpacha, he's sitting in prison. He came to Reb Shmuel Yaakov for eitza. So Reb Shmuel Yaakov went to the cupboard, took out a sweet. He says, take this sweet. And when the judge comes into the court, take it into your mouth, take it out of your pocket, and make a brocha shahakil near b'dvari baruchat Hashem with mamish, with all the kavanas, with the poshta kavanas. Shahakol nia b'dvari. Everything will be with the words. Everything will be through the words of the Rebbe Shlomo. Everything will be how the Rebbe Shlomo wants. So he went. He did his shtadlus. He got his own lawyers, and he went to court. And as the judge walked in, he took out this sweet. He was oblivious what was going on, and he got into all his kavanas of the brachas. The court case started. The prosecutor wanted to prosecute him for like 7 years in prison. Something mamishka felach. And the one who his sanega was only asking, was reducing it to 2 years to, you know, managed to reduce it a bit. Potter below klo miyasha. That was not shayach. Suddenly, in the middle of the court case, the judge went out, and there was a break thing. He came back and he stood up and he said, Be'emez, this person did an aveira. Since in the words of the Makatrik, of the prosecutor, there was steerus, case over. That's it. So you see here, the Meridiga Kirch of Emuna is there to be mevatel, to take away the gezeiros. I just want to talk a few minutes about a couple of halachas about Tmei Brachas. So as we know, Tmei Brachas Pashtas is only midirabbanon. Meir Brochus is a midrabbanon, a takana from David HaMelech. There are those who say, could be that it's deraisa. Some want to say that there's a Sefer Manik who wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was nesek in it. Well, the Pashas is it's a takana midrabbanon. And Shabbos as well, even though the Gemara in Shabbos, the Lashon of the Gemara in Shabbos is a bit misleading. The Gemara says that Reb Chiya Breider Reb Avia, he was Torach, Umamli, he was Mitareach, to go and eat extra things on Shabbos, sounds like it's only as a mila de chassidus, or the Rif and the Rosh, when they bring down this halacha, they bring it down, they miss out the words Torach, they bring down Amar Abchir Ba'avya, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have to eat extra things in order to fill up the Mea Brochas. And as those before Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that Mea Brochas is a chiyuv even on Shabbos. There's a very interesting diuk in the Rambam, which the Biskarov was medayik the Rambam. The Rambam says when he talks about Shabbos that you need to be mashlim mei brachos. He says umoyne kol brachos ad shemashlim mei b'chol yom. The Rambam says you should count. So Biskarov was medayik. We knew the Biskarov was yedua to be very careful in mei brachos. A person should count the brachos in order to keep cheshbon. So pashtus, it's only on Shabbos because Shabbos is a day where by default we don't do mei brachos. So in order for a person to make sure he's doing mei brachos, he should count, keep track where he's up to. If you look in the Yaivitz and Siddur, he also is mashma stafka only on Shabbos. But early on, he's mashma that it's something which a person should do every day. And he says, because shemitoich kach, if a person counts his brachas, he'll be yosim a liboy, he'll put his heart to it, mechavin heitev, in order that these brachas which he's making should be a dovashe b'minyan, should be something choshev to be counted. I'm not chas v'shalom, faked, it's a bracha levatola, it's a bracha lashav, and he's not being medactic. A person should be medactic and counted, just like he counts his money. That's the lashon of the Yaivetz. I was talking recently to a chashev balabos in town, and he said he was thinking of something to be mechazek for Rafu Shlema, for a chayla. He was thinking for a couple of days what to do, and then it dawned him once to be mekabel mei brachas. what's his chizuk in Meir Brachos? And his chizuk in Meir Brachos was mamish this nekuda. He didn't know this yavetz. His chizuk in Meir Brachos was that every day you should keep track through the day where he's up to in, where he's up to in, where's up to Meir Brachos. And he said this mamish changed him completely. He says sometimes he used to go behind, you know, sometimes you forget to say a mapil, he's so tired, or sometimes you forget a bracha chorina, you're rushing here. But if someone has in his mind that to count his brachas, to keep count of his brachas, then you're automatically more focused in what you're saying. Then there's another halacha. Are noshim chayav in Meir Brachos? Are they chayavas in Meir Brachos? It's a very interesting thing. It's not discussed in the Friediger Poskim at all. Rishonim Poskim, nothing. It bothered me a lot. Why is it not mentioned? Is it? So you could say it's Pasha de Archive. We see now there is a machlokes in the Poskim. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yashav and I think Rabbi Vadi, you take on that about the Archive. It's not Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, and it's a takona which was there by David Melech to stop the people dying. So why shouldn't ladies be chayav? But Rav Vozna wants to say, and others as well, and Abshem Zaman, a lot of others, they want to say no, that Avada Noshim or Potter. Because if you look in the way the post can bring down the halachas or Meir Brachas, they start, the Beis Yosef counts the Brachas, and they count in tefillin and tzitzis, and even davening, there's a.
If you say they'd have to, well, Chuyavos to say three Shmoras, right?
Oh, it's impossible. Right, so that's the Shaila Bechlal if Noshim or Chuyavos. It's a shayla, it's machlokes, it's not clear in the poskim. But from the steamers at poskim, when they list out the brachas, they don't say, but a lady, do azoi, is mashma, that the chiyuv is not on ladies. Then there's another halacha in Meir Brachos. There's another thing, is are you allowed to make a bracha shena tzricha, which is again Shabbos, in order to catch Meir Brachos? There's what's a bracha shein etzricha? A bracha shein etzricha is, a person knows he's going to eat this thing in the Suda, and he wants to go and make a bracha just before the Suda on it. Or a person during the Suda makes a bracha on something which doesn't have to. It's called a bracha shein etzricha. So the Magen Avraham brings down from the Shlach Kaddish and the Maram Galanti two different scenarios where one is yeah allowed to make a bracha shein etzricha on Shabbos, which is by telling the binit, you're outside in the kitchen and you see there that there's a shein of platter, fruit, or there's different nice dessert with many different brachas, or even with one bracha, and you tell them to bring in the dessert bit by bit, and then you'll only have kavana for what's coming now, and later they'll bring in more. So the Maram Galanti says that's allowed, and as a Hashulchan, a lot of poskim say, the Magen Avraham says it's called a bracha shein etzricha, and even for Shabbos, for Meir Brachos, one shouldn't do it. And as they pass the Mishnah Berurah. There's another scenario as well, that if a person, the aftas comes in, and the person decides, you know what, because of Meir Brachos, I'm going to eat my aftas after the meal. And that way I'll gain a bracha achreina, I'll gain an extra bracha. So that as well, the Shlach Kaddish says that's allowed. The Shlach Kaddish says you're allowed to do that. And as Shulchan Aruch Rav as well, also says you're allowed to do that. But Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah brings Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah they take on you shouldn't. But the person do bring down that if there's a tzayrach, there's zicha shtak mokim lahokel to make a bracha she'en etzricha. One last shaila in Meir Brachos is, which is very nageah here in England, is when it comes to the summer months, the ikka, is when we bring in Shabbos early, we daven Mariv long before Nacht, after plague, and we have the meal as well. Some even bench before that, if they're not machmeh for the Magen Avraham to eat after Nacht. So then, the question is, these brachas of Mariv, these extra 11 brachas of Mariv and the brachas of the Suda, are those counted on the Friday Cheshbon or the Shabbos Cheshbon? So that as well is a machlokes haposkim. Rav Vozna wants to say that Avada is counted, he brings it right from Magen Avraham, he wants to say that they're counted for the Shabbos Cheshbon. They're brachas of Shabbos, you've already brought in Shabbos, they're counted for the Shabbos Cheshbon. So you haven't got a problem. Aber Moshe Steinbuch, Shlitan, and Pshlem Zalman, they say no, and others as well, they say no, that it's counted for the weekday Cheshbon. And they explain, because some things we find are shaykh to Yom V'Layla, some things are shaykh to the Shabbos. Sphere, the Shaila by Sphere, And there's a pattern, he brings a grag from the Gemara in Pesachim, where it says there that you can't, even if someone brings in Yom Tov early, you can't eat the matzah before Nacht, because it's halach in night. He says, even though you brought in Pesach early, but it's only for the chumras, but not dafka for everything, it's not called night for everything. And they want to say that the tekan of Mea Brachas is something which was made for day and night. And we hold, that's also Shaila, but we pash to stay calm that for Mea Brachas the day follows the night. So, if you're making those brachas when it's still daylight, then avad it's shayach still to Friday. So in my see, so normally Shabbos you're missing about 20 brachas. So with this, if you're machmir for this, you're going to be missing another 10, another 11, could be even more. So eitzah for that is what says in halacha is that a person should be mechaven to listen to the brachas of the people who get aliyahs and the brachas haftarah, which is a lot of brachas, and that way it'll be mashed with meir brachas. Even though that eitz is not lechatchila, if you look at Mishnah Berurah in Siman Memvav, he says it's only b'shas adchak. Lechatchila, a person should be making brachas himself properly on brachas which he thinks he's being mechuyav and brachas on food. This eitz is only b'di'evet, only b'shas adchak, but it could be in this scenario, which is anyway machleikas, if it's counted for Friday for Shabbos, we can, if it's hard to start eating so many different things, keeping track of the whole Shabbos, so a person's mechaven properly to, then he'll get to the end.
How do we know if the one who makes it has a Torah, if he has intent to be moitzi?
I don't think, he has to have kavana to be moitzi you. It's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch. As long as he's saying it, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that that's why people should say the brachas loud, clearly, not just mumble it, and people can't hear. And as well, you have to make sure to answer Amen. It's not like it's being moitzi you, the bracha. It's that by you saying Amen, which is also a shayla if you have to say Amen or not, but by you answering, listening properly to every word and saying Amen, it's your shayla, you get that bracha.
And you include
shalashudas. I forgot to mention that. The same shayla. It's exactly the same shayla as well. Shalashudas, people who bench after Nacht. Is that shayach to Shabbos or to Sunday? It's totally on the same shayla. So if you bench after Nacht, also you're going to lose another four brachas from benching. Yeah, and just to finish off, I mean, this Reb Shlomo Zalman used to Sof Yomov, someone who was very not well came to ask Reb Shlomo Zalman what he could be mechazik in. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, I'm not roy to say, but if it would be me, he says, I would be mechazik in the inyan of Meir Brachas to say every bracha very clearly. There was a stam about the chashivas of every bracha. There was a meridig amais in the time of Marel Diskin. There was a lady who was very not well. And the Mariel Diskin, old lady, she was already, she had kinder eniklach, she was very not well. And Mariel Diskin once went to visit her, and one time this old lady asked the Mariel Diskin, she wants a bracha for Arichas Yomim. So he got a shock. You're already an old lady, not well, because she had mamish terrible machlas. What are you asking for Arichas Yomim? If you'd ask for Shlema, why are you asking for Arichas Yomim? So she explained, that because of her matzav, she's not normally clean to say brachas. Once a week, the nurse comes to her and cleans her, and for a few minutes, for whatever it is, an hour, whatever it is, she's still clean, and she can make a bracha. She says, it's worth me suffering a whole week in order just to make one shehakol nia bedvarei. So just to finish off, and to sum up what we've just said, there's a beautiful letter, a beautiful writing for what the Shem Emunim wrote to be Metaya what goes on, and it's based on the Zayah Kaddish, what goes on when the Neshama comes down to this world. It's based on the Zayah Kaddish, Pashas Lech Lecha and other Sfarim. He says like this, that the time when the Neshama comes down to this world, the Malach Gavriel comes to it, and he says to it, At Bas Kedosha Shal Melech, you are the Bas Kedosha Melech. Teidi, you should know that the Distarchi Lot is Mizeo Eilam Elyon, you have to go down to this world, Laredes Laolam HaShafel, to come down to this low world, and to be the second, the Tikkun of the Rebbein Shalom. Or the second, Eilu HaMadregos HaElyonis Shatluot Pach, Shatolion Yu. And the Zoyti Avodosich Ba'olam, Shatechisham. This is your Avodah in this world. You should know. You're going to have many nisyonos in this world. Va'oid, and furthermore, shetestachi l'schaber sham, you're going to have to be l'schaber there, in kol minei lavei eishrot, with all bad things. Shesuva uscha mikol tzad. One is the guf, one is the yetzahara, which is mole, and the whole avir ha'ilam is full of it. And they'll be mesevav around you, and they're going to be mefata you to turn away from the derech hakdosha, to be mestabek and taivus olam hazeh shofel. And it's going to be a big sakana for you. So this is mamish the time when the shama is going down to this world. He says vaitis dvarim neflaim. He says lechein amtzei lecha b'shlichus rebein shleilam meyom margolius kedoshas. I'm going to give you over 100 gems shehein, which are the meyom brachas. Which nothing is compared to that. Uvachin says, "Bas kedusha shel haMelech Elyon, im tizari be'ela kuf brachas. If you will be careful with these 100 brachas, to levarich esam kuro, to say them properly, with a kavona, with ritzoin alev, and with your whole heart, v'yiras v'avas adoinich, then socha toib, you'll get merdigas cha." The simcha rabbah and merdeka simcha ubrachas v'oyres rabbas the kabli you'll receive. Adulay efshalish of the time. I can't even explain it with my mouth. And all this is b'chol the shomelcha b'scha the brachas hakdoshes. And he carries on. Tzorcha the dash of zchus elo brachas alyonas will open to you the mea oyres and oitzros alyonas like we said earlier before. There's the mea sha'arim. V'chol ha'olamas alyonas yikablu shefa v'oyr gadol from these brachas which are said. And aliday that everyone will be mishtadl for you, and be mesayah you, to be mekarev you to the Rebbein Shleilam, and even your guf, which you're resting in, that will become mizdachich, will become holier, like this is Ufitz and Vera, which said at the beginning from the Yismach Moshe, that takes away the Yitzhara. Ukeshe yizdachich gufich ba'ur ha'kodesh shel elo ha'brochiz, then yikona ha'yitzhara, the yaz of oischa, and he'll stop making you run after, but to scatch you and you become a kudosh mikol tzad. And he finishes off, a person has to give din v'cheshbon on every bracha he says. So b'siyat d'shmai, we should all be zeicha to say the brachas k'roya and to be, and through the mikiyum of the brachas, we should all be mekabel all the hashpahs tovas at b'yaskel tzedek.